Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. I know. That intro song is a minute and 33 seconds, so just wanted to cut in like 30, 50 seconds into the song to say, what's up? Happy holidays. Happy, happy holidays. Unbelievable. Christmas is so near. New Year's Eve 2015, so near. Right here. My apologies for postponing shows over the weekend and over. Been a lot of things, just like many of you, been too many hours in the day. Many things. You all know I have a mother in her 80s. I take care of myself, pets, life, being an entrepreneur, job searching. Praying, this is the time of year where, okay, we're doing so many things. If we're parents or if we're people that love kids and love people like myself, or are some of us have that Bah Humbug fever going on. So some of us are like, okay, can we just get this holiday season over with and start the new year, right? I know many of you like that. But again, happy holidays. Wishing you a Merry Christmas. I hope the Thanksgiving holiday and the big sales and all of that, if you're working or you're shopping or you're doing both, like many of us, then I just wish you the best. We're talking about Christmas holiday season, of course, and I'll share a recipe. I'll share my mother's blueberry tart pie recipe. Also, I will be sharing squash casserole recipe in the near future. And also, for those of you that didn't catch it last year, giblet gravy and dressing and how to properly cook a turkey. Yes, I do know how to cook. I like to eat good food, and I do. Like to cook. And my mother said something earlier today. She's like, oh, you're going to be cooking like your sister. My sister is an awesome cook. But, you know, we both cook good. I really would like to, we cook different. Because we cook similar because my mother, my sister lived in Dallas for almost 30 years. So she combines a lot of the Mississippi, and even though I have gone back and forth from Dallas, she steadily lived there for almost 30 years before coming back to Jackson. And so she really has like this mixture of cooking, combining deep South comfort Mississippi cooking with Texas style Hispanic recipes, and so on. But in my cooking is of the Southern comfort. But then also, I've always loved fruits and vegetables and all of that. So I really would, you know, man, I just love it when I get my own place so I can really cook, have my own kitchen, and just cook healthy, you know, eat. Because I eat that, like that paleo diet, like that diet that LeBron James was on this past summer, you know. I've been trying to wean myself off of bread. I'm a bread eater. So, like I said, in the near future, I'll reshare the dressing recipe and so on. I love bread. I do. And I know that I've been transforming my body, and I'm doing a good job. But if I would eliminate bread, I know my abs will be back. You know, properly exercising and eliminating bread, my abs would be back that I hadn't seen in ages. they would be bad, because that's what I need to focus on, the pouch and the backpack. And, you know, so I know this. And I'm saying this because, you know, sometimes we, even those of us that are perfection, perfect, and I've been perfect to others in their, you know, on the outside perception, but to back when I was skinny mini, I wanted more depth. I wanted to be more fit, you know. And so I feel that I can see a friend, one of my longtime online friends, who's a fit guy. He and I were talking this morning about working out, properly working out. He's my run every day. And, you know, this is Motivating Monday, I also remember. So Motivating Monday, we talk about stuff like this. And you can call in also if you like. Talk about anything. We have a royal couple here in America. They're going to the big game tonight. Prince William met with the president. Kate had fun today. So, wow, but I'm definitely going to watch the game, have a webinar to attend, but definitely be watching the game, the Nets and the Cavs, and King James will be meeting the royal couple. So that's just going to be so amazing. I hope you really take some awesome pictures. But back to, you know, staying focused and this is one of the topics of the show, not just Christmas holiday and that's what we talk, but how do we really stay focused and properly eat during this festive time of year, at the same time enjoying our favorite foods? Because sometimes this time of the year is the only time that we eat certain foods. You know, some areas, certain foods are only seasonal, right? If you live in New York or you live down here in Mississippi or you live in Washington State or California or whatever, Hawaii, you know, some foods are seasonal. So we have to enjoy the foods that are seasonal or the foods that are because it is the special occasion that it is that we eat. But one thing that I noticed last year and the past few years that a lot of people have been breaking away from traditional meals when it comes to holiday celebrations and Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners, right? A lot of people have been choosing to, like, eat their, like, favorite meals. Like, if you want a meatloaf, cook up a fancy meatloaf, you know? If you want seafood, you know, hey, let that be your part of your meal or your main meal. You know, people are really doing it their own way, but still staying traditional also, right? Right. So I'm just going to go ahead and so we can talk more about hot topics. And again, call in at 714-409-0614. We'd love to hear from you. We'll begin being more consistent with shows and staying on schedule, getting this work-life balance all in order. And I thank you for your continued love and support. And also, those of you that have shown to me that you want to be, I'd like to appear again. Heard from my friend True God Immoral. He will be returning. Of course, Peter Cook will be returning here soon. Also, one of my friends, Xavier Parker, he and his wife, based in Houston, Texas, they have invented a product. They are a hair care product. They are coming on to talk about their invention that is just, people are just going crazy over for kids. They're based in Houston, and I'll tell you more about them. Also, Shampoo Mate. So, I mean, it's just awesome. So, just a few people. And also, I have authors coming on, other entrepreneurs. I think it's time for us to invite Neil Thakar, my friend in Chicago, you know, the real estate investor. It's time for us to invite him back on. It's time for Dread Days to come back. Man, I'm just amazed at the new friends and the guests that have been on the show. I'm excited for them to come back and share with us. And also Belinda Bostic. Remember her? She is a pure romance consultant because slumber parties and Pure Romance merge. So they're going to name Pure Romance now. So she's She'll be coming back soon to talk with us also. And I want to shout out to Renee Gardner also. I did not host the Passion Party yet, but I'm looking forward to hosting the Passion Party, because the color's purple, in the near future. So check out Renee Gardner, Belinda Bostic, on Facebook. I'll say, okay, Belinda Bostic, free another show, romance advisor. So check her out with Pure Romance, and check out Renee Gardner. With Passion Party, which is celebrating their 20th anniversary, okay? Big shout out to Burger King, too. I am talking in my new free phone. Burger King has a promotion going on. And you guys know, I know I'm talking about eating right, but I love Burger King. I love Taco Bell. And, we can eat at certain places. This is how we eat and what we eat, right? So Burger King is one of my favorite restaurants, and Burger King has a promotion going on where you can participate in this promo, and you can upgrade or get a new free phone. So thank you, Burger King, for my free phone. It's a Sprint HTC One, and it is awesome. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. I like it. I was interested in another phone, a phone that I've been interested in. But one of the Sprint agents told me about this one, and I had been hearing about it. I knew about it. And considering my work and also loving different things, music and hosting podcasts and been an entrepreneur and all that, the agent recommended this phone, free, I must add. And thank you, Burger King, for an awesome promotion. And thank you, Sprint. I still love T-Mobile. And also Comcast. I guess I'm doing I'm just shouting out some of my favorite brands. I've only had it a couple of days, so I'm getting used to the functionalities. And so I'll resume posting selfies and more videos and pictures also. Really, thank you. Next, I need to buy off and get a new camera, a new professional camera, so I can take more awesome pictures. But I just wanted to recognize Burger King on this promotion. Also, you can go to bk.com/Android. Haven't heard back from that interview that I've had with this high-end national chain retailer. The interview went well. I was told if my references were good, I had to get, but haven't heard. I have other opportunities that have been arising too, but really thought I would be working at this high-end women retailer by now, but go with the flow. I want to shout out to those that have been advising me of getting the year started promptly and right, those that have been advising me with incorporating my businesses and just getting and running my businesses smoothly. And my Avon business, and I'm a mentor and all of that. And so thank you to those of you that do mentor me and do advise me, and those that do listen to my advice or listen to my stories of success and failures. I think one time failure. Just experiences. But the F word is sometimes hard to say, but we do experience failures. I've experienced two failed marriages, but I don't feel like I'm a loser because of it. We all experience failures, but I always know where it was hard for me to say, to be honest. But experiences is like my word. That's just a learning experience. But when you really look at it, black and white, I guess I'm learning a lot from you, Jay. That's my friend and attorney in Dallas. Those sugarcoat things. You have to look at things in black and white. You succeed in some things, you win some, you lose some. And, but I always look at the glass half full. But, But it's the end of the year. We you tend to reflect and you tend to look ahead. And so I guess in me talking this way, that's what I'm doing right now. And I know many of you are also reflecting and looking ahead. But one thing about it, we have to keep moving. Like Neil Thacker, who needs to come back and talk with us, he always says, pushing, right? Right. So the blueberry tart pie recipe. 2 cups of brown sugar, 2 cups of flour, 2 sticks of butter, 1 cup of chopped pecan. Some of you might say pecan. Down south, most of us say pecan. They're like Alcorn and Allcorn. And speaking of Alcorn and Allcorn, congratulations, Allcorn. They are the swag champ. So congratulations. That is so awesome. So, again, a blueberry tart pie, which is so yummy if you do it right. 2 cups of brown sugar, 2 cups of flour, 2 sticks of butter, 1 cup of chopped pecan. Roll out and place in bottom of pie pan. Mix them together. Bake for 15 minutes. Then, for your filling, you have 2 packs of Cool Whip. And then you follow the instructions on the Cool Whip, okay? That's what Mama said. You get the Cool Whip, the 2 packs of Cool Whip, and you follow the instructions and do what the Cool Whip instructions say do, okay? Okay, you get a bar of cream cheese. You blend the cream cheese and the Cool Whip fillings evenly together. Then you spread the blueberry pie filling, the blueberry pie filling onto the other fillings, onto the bar of cream cheese and the Cool Whip fillings. You spread the blueberry pie filling on top of those fillings, okay? Then you let it chill until ready to serve. That I know. That's it. That my mama gave me the recipes. You know, Mama was a guest on the show last year, and shared with us some of the recipes. I have to feature that show so you guys can hear some of the recipes that Mama has shared with us from her own mouth. Mama turned 83 on November the 22nd, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, and celebrated her birthday on Thanksgiving. And Mama had so much fun eating. I mean, she literally stayed full looks like for that Sunday. But again, let me recap and share this with you again. Blueberry tart pie, 2 cups of brown sugar, 2 cups of flour, 2 sticks of butter, 1 cup of chopped pecan. You roll out and place in the bottom of pie pan. Then you bake for 15 minutes. Okay? The filling that consists of 2 packs of Cool Whip. You follow the instructions of the Cool Whip package, okay? When you follow the instructions of the Cool Whip, you get a bar of cream cheese. You blend the cream cheese and the Cool Whip fillings evenly together, okay? Then you spread the blueberry pie filling on top of the other fillings, the filling which consists of the a blend of cream cheese and Cool Whip fillings, okay? Then you let chill until ready to serve. You got it? That's the recipe. Quick and easy, right? And pleasing to the eye if done properly. Not only should it taste delicious, but it should be pleasing to the eye. Blueberry tart. Now, you roll out and place in the bottom of the pie pan. You know what rolling out means, right? You know what all that means. You roll it out and you mix it together to make your crust. You know that, right? Okay, just wanted to make sure. That's what that means. But, again, thank you for tuning in. And now, let me go ahead and play Dallas theme song again. Again, the Save Dallas campaign is still going strong. Thank you. We have exceeded 1,000 likes on the page that I created the day after we received the not-so-good news that TNT would be canceling Dallas @_TNT, as known on Twitter. So now we've exceeded 1,000 likes. So thank you for effectively networking on Dallas, Support Dallas TV. That's the name in abbreviated style, abbreviated fashion. Facebook.com/SupportDallasTV. Long form Dallas fans cast and supportive sponsors united. That's the long name that I cooked up. But in short form, just Facebook.com/SupportDallasTV. And, you know, just a big shout out to a lot of the amazing Save Dallas heavy hitters out there that, you know, we're not giving up. We're not giving up. The actors and actresses, the cast, their contracts are literally like time for them to expire and end and all of that. But, you know, there's a fourth season out there. Fourth season already ready, you know? And Dallas needs a home. And we're not giving up until Dallas gets home. And Save Dallas campaign, #SaveDallasCampaign. You know, so thank you to those of you that didn't even watch the show regularly, or, you know, but you're supporting the effort and we're planning on watching it when it comes back on air. Thank you for supporting. Thank you. I was a fan and loved the show, even been working on the set behind the scenes and in front of the camera as a little girl. I was hoping that when I got myself back in shape and man, my dental surgery and all that, James Franco, know about that, get that dental surgery so you can be a success in acting, you know. I thought maybe, hey, Dallas is back. I can finally maybe get a gig, you know, behind the scenes and also in front of the camera, you know. But you really want to break this little girl a heart in this 46-year-old's body? You know, really, it's amazing. If you just visit some of the, you visit the Support Dallas TV page, the Save Dallas page, the Dallas TNT page. There's so many of us working together to #SaveDallas. You visit and network with the different people from different walks of life worldwide. There are so many stories that people share on these pages and within these Facebook groups. It is just amazing. Some of these stories will bring you to tears because in some families, back in the day when Dallas was on CBS, some people talk about how that was the only time the family got together. You know, and gathered together was to watch Friday night TV. I'm about to tears come to my mind talking about that right now. So Les Moonves, CBS, TNT, ABC, NBC, Netflix, even my favorites, Bravo, E. You know, hey, consider making your network a home for Dallas, a new home for Dallas, or TNT, reconsider your decision. Well, a lot of Dallas supporters have been upset because some shows with very low ratings, much lower than Dallas ratings, have gotten renewals. That's been the talk within the groups. So it's Monday. You know, during Dallas season, Dallas will be coming on Monday night. You know, so if Dallas had not been canceled, we'd be getting ready. We would be seeing promos for the next season, for season 4. Right? So I'm always sharing clips from the previous seasons. I pretty much missed, like, the first season. Ooh, what happened? Something was going on with my cable or something. So I was watching, like, Dallas online and just whatever way I could. You know, and then I caught like the end of first season, second, third season, you know, religiously. And so, you know, big shout out to Josh Henderson, and Kevin Pagebaum, Linda Gray, Patrick Duffy, you know, the whole cast, you know, because we really do, all of us do network for one another. The cast, the fans, the crew, family members and loved ones of people that work on the set in Dallas and in Los Angeles, we all do really network together. If you know me and you network with me online, you know you can network. You know, we all network together. You know, we are all, you know, we're in this together. Really, you know, it's we're there for one another. You know, there's no big, what is it? You know, it's not, it's good. It's a good feeling. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. We all are just down to earth, and we're focused on this goal together. Getting Dallas either back on TNT or back to his old home with CBS or somewhere new and hot, you know? So I'm just saying. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you. So we go ahead. I'm just going on and on, and it's probably, I have like 9 more minutes of live streaming. Want to talk a little bit more about the royal family. So they'll be attending the game. They have a couple more days here. And oh, because we talked about properly eating a little bit. I shared the recipe. We have a little bit more to talk about. It's a lot of other hot topics to talk about. Politics. Rand Paul's in Jackson today. I didn't get to the event, but it was, of course, a Mississippi GOP event, a luncheon at the Old Capitol Inn. A big shout out to him. A couple hours ago, I got an email from the Dallas County Republican Party, invite to Rand Paul Reagan Day dinner with the Dallas County Republican Party, January 30th. Rand Paul, he had lunch here on January 30th. He will be in Dallas for dinner. So it's going to be the Reagan Day dinner at the Renaissance Hotel in Dallas. Thank you guys for, thank you, Dallas County Republican Party for the invite. Thank you so much. But here you are, Dallas theme song. DJ Swan, and next broadcast I have holiday music. We'll be right back. Easy Street Blues, Extreme Woody. Culture Shock Entertainment Report since March 21st, 2011. And also the other show that I have spent off this past summer, Image Mechanism. Who watched Saturday Night Live Saturday night? You know I was not going to go off air by talking about Saturday Night Live, hosted by the gorgeous, multi-talented, crazy as hell, James Franco. So, and of course, with the musical guests, and they kind of like co-hosted, right? Nicki Minaj and James Franco. So big shout out to the Franco family. And to Nicki Minaj. I mean, but, well, and the cast of Saturday Night Live. Because, I mean, that was rocking. It was rocking when Prince and Chris Rock were on. You know what? I really wanted to see Prince do a skit